CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Independence Day celebrations are happening all over the country today.
I'm Bruce Marcus in Three Lakes, Wisconsin, a small community that draws thousands for its July 4th parade. The weather is ideal and patriotism is on full display. American flags are everywhere.
Elsewhere, Maine held lobster boat races today. The descendants of the Declaration of Independence rang the Liberty Bell in Philly and in New York.
Patrick Bernaletti!
ESPN aired the Nathan's hot dog eating contest from Coney Island. Mickey Sudo won her 10th mustard belt on the women's side. A somber celebration in Highland Park, Illinois, meantime, which held its first 4th of July parade in years for a shooting. Mayor Nancy.
In the aftermath of July 4th, 2022, one of the third graders who came through City Hall asked me, do we ever get to celebrate the 4th of July again? And I said, absolutely. So today is that first step.
Seven people were killed during celebrations there in 2022. The shooter said to go on trial next year. The FBI and Homeland Security issued a warning to law enforcement this week to be extra vigilant during holiday celebrations. July 4th is a symbolic day and an attractive target to. However, notes right now, there are no specific or credible threats. A shooting today. Yellowstone landed a park ranger in the hospital. CBS's Lindsay Reiser.
Rangers responded to reports of someone with a firearm making threats. When they contacted the person, there was an exchange of gunfire and the suspect was killed in the shootout. The injured ranger is said to be in stable condition and being treated at a nearby hospital.
He's expected to be okay. Beryl has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm as it continues slamming parts of the Caribbean. It is forecast to hit the Yucatan Peninsula and could weaken even further before making landfall there later tonight. A scorching is making it hard for fire crews to contain a fast-moving wildfire near Sacramento. CBS's Elise Preston's in Oroville.
It's a full-scale assault against the Thompson Fire.
We're in red flag conditions right now. You can see the wind. The temperatures are above 100 degrees.
Fueled by extreme heat, bone-dry brush, and strong winds, the flames just feet away from Paul and Karen Raymond's home.
We've seen the fire, and it was coming fast.
About 30,000 people have evacuated so far, and now firefighters are warning people against lighting any fireworks tonight that could spark fires and make things even worse. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the 4th of July update. The parade has come and gone. Now it's time to prepare for fireworks. Both the cities of Racine and Kenosha are blowing them off tonight. We'll get a look at that forecast coming up. In Racine, people are starting to flock to the North Beach area, where bombs start bursting in air at around dusk. In Kenosha, their downtown loop is closed off for the Celebrate America event, which has the fireworks, live music, a carnival, and more. That carnival sticks around through tomorrow. West of the Eye, Raymond has fireworks going off near the grounds, with Burlington blasting them off over Echo Lake. If you're looking to extend your love of liberty, there are fireworks going off Saturday in Tishigan in Racine County and in Twin Lakes in Kenosha County. People lighting fireworks from their own personal supply told to be careful. While some ground-based fireworks like sprinklers and smoke bombs are permitted, area fire departments say aerial devices with anything shooting into the air are not allowed within city limits. And that's what you need to know. I'm News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks add a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks signed 30-year-old forward Torian.
Last year with the Lakers, the 6'5" Prince averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances. He played for Minnesota before that. Baseball, Brewers making a trade. They sent a prospect infielder, Gregory Barrios, to the Rays for a starting right-handed pitcher, 29-year-old Aaron Civale. Last night, the Crew with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. The first shutout for Milwaukee at Coors Field. 2005, Christian Yelich, with a home run, named as a starter in the upcoming All-Star game, along with catcher William Contreras. Colin Ray, pitching 7 innings in the shutout.
Code Red, we call him Code Red. He was sensational and really efficient. I think he went more down and away fastball than he normally does, and you'd have to ask him, but I don't think he threw as many cutters.
That was a late night. That's manager Pat Murphy. They wrap up the four-game series tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with passing showers and storms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, more clouds and more showers and storms around and highs in the mid-70s. Some sun Saturday and a high to the upper 70s, but more rain possible Sunday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I know the 4th of July can be stressful for some people, you know, with the loud booms and the sound of the fireworks and stuff. So here are two tips for coping with stress. One, make a list of things to do that you've already done. See, it's so much easier if you've already done them. You can cross them off a list right away. And the other thing is, stare at people through the tines of your fork and pretend they're in jail.
We're caught in a trap.
Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Money down. GMC's, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC's, tramps, and thieves.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently Don Rosen spoke with David Mack from the 4th Fest Committee about tonight's fireworks display in downtown Racine.
I'm not going to say how much the fireworks cost, but if it wasn't for festival foods...
$5,000, I'm guessing.
And more than that.
Really?
If it wasn't for festival foods and the city of Racine, we would not be having a fireworks show. But we have one of the best, I think, fireworks displays along the lake, and Festival Foods keeps telling us every year that we have one of the best, if not the best. And you've been down there. It's about a 30-40 minute show.
Yeah, and continuous.
Yes, the finale is usually phenomenal. We work with a fireworks company out of Indiana, I believe it is. And just, it's amazing, especially when you're sitting down by the beach and the fireworks shells are flying and landing on top of you because the wind is blowing towards the land versus out to the lake. But no, it's a phenomenal show. Every year, you know, I think this can't get better, and it seems to. And the sounds, the booms, and the display, it's just it's amazing. It brings out the little kid in all of us, and
great viewing.
I have grandkids, and it's fun just watching them. Their eyes light up real big as they see these going off.
The fireworks display tonight, sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's balls.
Hi, who's this?
First story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
WRJN Radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you too, so we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Station covers Racine's local news like we do. For 97 years, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Donald Trump wants to undo all he's done for Black Americans.
I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things in the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for Black and minority communities as the man in the moon does.
Biden says he's appointed Black leaders to high positions in government and fostered a boom in Black-owned businesses. Biden campaigns in Madison tomorrow. The leader of the Universities of Wisconsin's second biggest school is stepping down. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says he plans to return to his faculty position in UWM's business school next spring. Mone was chancellor for 10 years. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the 4th of July update. The 4th of July festivities continue into the evening as Racine and Kenosha prepare for their main events. North Beach in Racine and downtown Kenosha are both hosting fireworks displays. The event in Kenosha has additional entertainment like a carnival and live music. Raymond and Burlington also have fireworks going off tonight. Area fire departments are urging caution for those using personal fireworks, reminding people that only certain ground-based varieties are permitted within the city limits. There are more fireworks beyond tonight. Tishigan and Twin Lakes will host fireworks displays on Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with passing showers and storms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, more clouds and more showers and storms around and highs in the mid-70s. Some sun Saturday and a high to the upper 70s, but more rain possible Sunday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I had the best compliment the other day. Someone, and Now I turn on the radio and I sing along all day long. Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend and tell that same friend to go to the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Save 30% and more on local food, services, and merchandise.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Remember the day I set you free? I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Oh, no, darling.
No wind, no rain, or winter cold can stop me, baby.
Oh, no, baby.
Cause you are my love.
If you're ever in trouble, I'll be there on the double. Winds for me, oh, baby.
My love is alive. Woo! Down in my heart, although we are miles apart.
If you ever
something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something so easy living here with you. You were light and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy and feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside.
got the grill on? It is Independence Day, after all, and it is grilling season. Have you tried this burger grilling tip? I haven't tried. Let me know how this works out for you. It says, if you want a perfectly juicy burger, put an ice cube in the middle of the patty, folding the meat around it, and then grilling it. That way, the ice keeps the meat patty moist so it doesn't get out. It also says a common grilling mistake that leads to dry burgers is to bite into your meat right away. It says if you let the patty sit for 5 minutes after taking it off the grill, the juices that have pooled into the center of your burger will reabsorb into the rest of the meat. Try it. Good luck.
Check, check. 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest.
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists. 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Right, takes second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind.
Ticket or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing.
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thank you for being with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. If you're going to spend your evening down at the firework, first of all, I'll see you there. But second of all, play it safe, would you? And if you're the Milwaukee Brewers, you're going to want to tune in at 6:35 for the pregame, 7:10 first. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great evening.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
bars close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Americans are celebrating across the country today, including Washington, D.C., where people lined the streets for its annual Independence Day parade. President Biden spending the 4th with military service members and their families at a barbecue on the lawn. And later tonight, the National Park Service will set off a huge fireworks display at the Lincoln Memorial. In New York, police are ramping up security ahead of the Macy's fireworks show tonight on the Hudson. NYPD Chief of Department, Madry.
We'll see our canine deployment, some of our counter-